On the other side of the world, what is the role of Turkey right now in the unstable Middle East? Should Turkey's allies back away from a president who has purged more than 60,000 people, including police officers, teachers, judges, and journalists? They've been removed or suspended from their jobs in the months since the reported coup. President Erdogan's regime has justified the purges by accusing these individuals of being collaborators and part of a secret network of anti-government Islamists led by Fethullah Gulen, a self-exiled Muslim cleric and former political rival of Erdogan's living in the United States. A petition by Turkey to extradite Gulen is expected to be denied by U.S. officials. As Erdogan's power becomes more concentrated due to the purges, how are Turkey's allies to see their role in supporting or criticizing this important player in the region? People living in Turkey right now just want stability and seem inclined to believe the conspiratorial theories of President Erdogan for now. Mina Adair is a professor at Bogazici University, argues that the U.S. and the EU should soften their criticism of the nature of Erdogan's regime. More than anything, Turkey needs support right now.
The focus is very much on rebuilding the state, really, because we have found out that our state is no longer functioning because it's been somewhat occupied by people who have absolutely different kinds of loyalties and people who are gathering intelligence and, having judges, professors. So it's very scary what we're going through in terms of finding out how deep this network of what seemingly is a very innocent looking, social movement, civil society movement, lookalike religious society has now systematically taken over some of the institutions of the state.
How does it concern you that the net effect of all these purges and the removal of 60,000 people from the civil authorities, civil jobs all throughout the country is going to give Erdogan an autocratic-like power over the government that he describes as democratic?
He does have authoritarian tendencies, and it's been a major problem. But nevertheless, we know these people for 14 years, right? What we were talking about on the 15th of July are people whom we don't know, have never heard of, having some sort of a secret society and taking over the state. That's, to me, it's the lesser of two evils. Now, what we have to do as people in the opposition, we have an enormous responsibility here as well, that doesn't turn into a witch hunt, that it doesn't turn into this kind of sort of bundling people together as Gulenists, and really making sure that we differentiate the ones who are criminal and who really took part into this kind of a process of tanks and F-16s bombing the innocent people. But as we find out more about this particular secret society, it's very clear that this is not a sort of simply, a moderate Islamist, cultural, lots of schools, universities opened around the world kind of a movement. It's got that angle to it, yes, but ultimately the core a group apparently on the top really had a systematic vision of taking over the state. Now, having said that, this purging of all the people who for whom there is evidence for loyalty to the Gulen movement, now this is a big problem, and that's what I meant by state building. How are we going to make sure that people are now appointed to their positions based on merit? Because it turns out that this particular movement also faked entrance exams and, organized for their own students so that they could go into the military schools, that they could go into the best universities. We're really faced with a grand scale corruption.
So should the U.S. turn over Gulen to...
No, frankly, I think he should be extradited and be judged fairly and squarely according to the rule of law in Turkey, and to see whether these charges and this evidence against them is actually true. But obviously, if Turkey passes that sort of death penalty or goes into that direction, it will be impossible for that to happen. It should all stay within the rule of law.
As that process proceeds, as you're saying,
right.
And
mm-hmm.
that Erdogan wants to restore something of a secular democracy based on merit, what should the role of Turkey's allies be, who have been really shaken by everything that's happened.
Help us build institutions. Help us build institutions and judges that know independence of separation of powers. Help us build, get engaged with universities, academics, who, by the way, are no fan of Tayyip Erdogan. But this is not the time. I mean, our democracy is now being under attack for an entirely different mechanism. Now, we'll have to get rid of Erdogan through the ballot box, through elections and through mobilization against him, but not this way, not through the tanks and the helicopters. And I think we need the empathy, engagement, and really solidarity from the international community to make sure that Turkey stays a vibrant democratic society.
Mina Adair, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mina Adair is a professor at Boğaziçi University in Istanbul.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.